This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
7:47 Thursday, the 8th of December, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, the appointment of PKR Secretary General Saifuddin Nasution as the Minister of Home Affairs comes with a powerful portfolio and hefty expectations. Not only does the Home Affairs Minister oversee the police and enforcement agencies such as the Immigration Department, but his authority spans the implementation of public order and national security laws that often clash against human rights imperatives.
His predecessor, Dato' Sri Hamza Zainuddin, drew a lot of flak from civil society over the way he handled issues pertaining to undocumented migrant refugees and asylum seekers. The previous administration also pushed forward a controversial police misconduct bill, the IPCC, and extended draconian detention provisions under SOSMA.
Will the new Home Affairs Minister reverse these directives, and what reforms are needed for Malaysia to have an effective, empathetic and humane domestic security regime?
For recommendations on issues to prioritise, we speak to Gerald Joseph, Director of Pusat Komas. He's also a former Suhakam Commissioner. Good morning, Gerald. Now, Saifuddin Nasution is helming one of the most important and powerful ministries in this government. What have been your first impressions so far of his first days in this post?
Good morning. I think my first joy is that we have a home minister that's coming from a different party, a PKR home minister. So there's a chance for new type and new style of leadership possibility. Yeah. And he's, of course, said all the right things in the opening statement. But I think a home minister, while it's the most powerful position, and I agree with you on that, because all the uniform, all the authorities that hold guns and enforcement actually are under his care. I would expect that what society wants is a good force. We want a disciplined force. We want a no corruption force. We want a no nonsense force. But we also want it to be tempered with compassion, a compassionate type of understanding of people, humanity. We want it to be up to par with international standards. And we want it also for him to actually dare to bring in the right talent. And I really think that time is normally not on the side of any government now in Malaysia, as we've noticed so many governments in a few years. So don't maintain half-baked leaders in position now. You know, get the right talent, get the right people who would know what to do. And above all, this does not mean just because you're doing the right thing that you are compromising on national security. And this is where I think a lot of home ministers fail, because they feel that they have to answer this this feeling, insecurity feeling created by previous leaders, that if we bring in good laws, a good standard for immigration police, we are compromising on security. So I would think he's well placed to try new things with Malaysia in mind and make it better.
And Gerald, the previous administration disappointed police reform advocates by passing the IPCC bill, which sets up a weak oversight mechanism to probe claims of police misconduct. Will there be political will on the part of the new minister to bring back the much stronger IPCMC bill?
Yeah. So as I mentioned that, you need the will to do the right thing. And I think the IPCMC is a standard. The IPCC has been passed, and we are now asking, it's not operationalized yet. So whether you want to operationalize it and then put the improvement as you speak, or you push the bill for changes, and that's going to take another long way off, you know. And we know the flaws in the IPCC. It has some powers, not all the powers in the IPCMC, and the appointments of the commissions is in the hands of the Home Minister, which is a flawed process. So he can actually institute changes using another mechanism to not be the one to appoint. That could already immediately change the flavor of the independence of the IPCC now. But I would actually want and hope that he would do both in parallel, because if not, it would still be one without an oversight mechanism. But also, I think that spirit of reform that he has the hands to do, also moves into other spheres. So the police reform under IPCC, but we're also looking at, I just want to pick up on his statement the first day, I think, on the prison reform. Well, there's no bill for prison reform, but there is a lot of demand, and it's a good place to handle the overcrowding, the arrest of drug addicts. And I don't think drug addicts should be criminalized. They should be treated for mental health issues, for addiction. So that will take away about 30% of overcrowding. I think he's in the right place because the present director general has been starting on this track, and he can actually work with him much more. So that's, I think, looking at reform, both the police and prison, as a great start on his plate.
So from policy to personnel, you were talking just now that one of his key challenges is to appoint the right people in the right roles. The present IGP, Tan Sri Akrosani, was appointed last year. His contract will end October next year. How important is it for the Minister of Home Affairs to see eye to eye with the IGP?
I think we need to reframe that thinking that getting the eye to eye. I think that the long overdue major appointments of positions of power like the police, like the MACC, it's been talked about from 2018 when PH came into power, not done. And now they're again talking about it. I mean, even recently during the election, we heard Perjuang and many parties saying, yeah, the MACC chief needs to be appointed through an oversight or Parliament Select Committee. I think get that right immediately, make that the fastest, because we've realized that the IGP should not be subject to political niceties and friendliness. It should be the best in the force. It should be the most uncompromising, reform-minded, no-nonsense IGP we want. And that's all. And professional force is what we want. And I must congratulate the police force in the last 4 or 5 years. It de facto, because of the political scenario in Malaysia where governments have been changing so often, the police force have been, in my mind, realizing that they need to be standing on their own as a professional force, because there's no point in the old style where you have to kowtow to one political force, because the leaders are going to change, but the police force is going to remain. So I really think get that right. Get the appointments process right, even the Suhakam Commission's appointment process right, the MACC and the IGP as part of it.
Okay, let's focus on immigration matters, especially on refugees and asylum seekers. And I think Malaysia, we've been seen as falling short of international standards. You've called for a review of powers vested in the Immigration Department. So what reforms would you actually like to see?
I think in short, it has not been going great. It's had some horrible, disastrous decisions in the past few years. If a Home Minister and a Director General cannot differentiate between an asylum seeker and a foreign worker, that for me is the first disaster. And we've heard often how they throw accusations at people coming in for work as a danger for the country, and then people legitimately have to flee their countries because of persecution, also being labeled negatively. And so I think we need a shifting mindset, and then we need a DG who's compassionate. We don't need a Director General who scoffs at long lines. You may remember during the passport renewal where we all waited for 8-9 hours, and he was in Geneva, took a photo and tweeted, say, well, you see, we wait a little bit here and there's no problem. So if a guy is not responsive to such a problem on the ground, why would he be responsive for foreigners who are most vulnerable? So I'm not saying, there was a call for the Refugee Convention ratification, but, that will take a longer time. But I'm asking for international standards compliance. Why is there such an attack on the UNHCR? No? Is it an easy boogie boy or girl to whack, to attack, when you know that they have been here supporting Malaysia to handle this issue of Rohingya and others? And speaking on Rohingya, I think it's time the new Home Minister stopped the old game of one on the left hand, you say you are totally in solidarity with asylum seekers, refugees. On the other hand, you really let them languish in the immigration detention centers for 3 years plus. I mean, why do you keep Rohingyas in the detention center? That's a temporary detention center. They're only there to facilitate deportation. Mm. And if you cannot deport a Rohingya, which we know you can't because they don't have the document, Myanmar is not accepting them, then why keep them there? And that is really bad faith for me of the Director General. And because of the power vested in the act, he can do this. So I think we need to look at this. He's also denied Suhakam, when I was a commissioner, entry a few times to detention center, and that's against our act, the Suhakam Act at that time, to do our oversight duties. And we hardly can get complaints from foreigners because they're vulnerable. They're too afraid to come out to our commissions or any police. You know how vulnerable they are.
Yeah.
So complaints get lost. But when the Indonesian Quality Bureau compiled an interview of 50 over immigration offences when they went back to Indonesia, it really documented quite horrible conditions and abuses. And I think this has to stop. It has to change the mindset of this immigration offences as criminal offences. I mean, those that expire visas or don't have the proper visas, they are not the common criminals that, loot, thief or murder. Yeah, and I think we need to relook at the extensive powers of the DG and also put them under an oversight body. They are now under Suhakam and AAIC as oversight, but it's not strong enough.
Okay.
And I think that's where they get away.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That was Gerald Joseph, Director for Pusat Komas and former Suhakam Commissioner, telling us on what's the key things that our new Home Minister needs to do. Up next, of course, we've got The Breakfast Grill, where the conversation is with Wing Kay Lee, CEO of YTL Communications. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.